this morning on the wrong side of the bed, and how I got to thinking about all those things you said about ordinary people and how to make you sick. And if calling names kicks back on you, then I hope this does the trick. Because I'm sick of you complaining about how many bills, and I'm sick of all your bitching about your poodles and your pills, and I just can't see no humor.
Eat the privileged, and we still on there? Oh, that music went away really sharp. Hey, you know, here's another one. I support Brosius, not the incumbent. Recently, the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board published its endorsement for Dane County Board. In the endorsement for the 28th district, the editorial board included my name in a way that could look like I've endorsed the incumbent. This is far from true. At the beginning of the term, I tried to mentor, as I do a lot of new supervisors. Oh, you're such a good man. For rural districts, it is important to me that the supervisor votes to support the rural districts. That didn't happen in the 28th district. Therefore, I do not support the incumbent in the 28th district and have endorsed her opponent, Bill Brosius. So, Supervisor Dave Rip from Wanakee. Yeah, I know, Trumpy. It's tough, isn't it? You know, those rural districts that, you know, we wouldn't give in to election fraud and Trumpism and fascism. Is that what you're talking about, Davey? Huh? What is it with the Daves today? Blaska and Rip. White privilege coming to the forefront. Huh? You know, and I'm still not on Facebook, and I'm kind of liking it. A lot of free time. I think, you know, you guys wanted to get rid of me somehow because it's happened to other people too. Yeah, you send us a code. You got to do this double authentication thing because, well, here's, you know, so many people looking at your stuff. They might, you know, try to hack it. What are they going to get out of me, man? My tumor? Go ahead, hack the tumor out of me. Come on, man. That's a bunch of bogus stuff. You know it is. You're just getting rid, you know, you're just messing with people because it's not everybody. Why is that? Why just certain people that just happen to be like my friends? I don't know. Did it happen to you yet, Sam? They tell you you got to get switched over or you'll get locked out. Then you get locked out. You go to get the code. They send you the code. And they're like, well, we can't tell if this is you. You did this from another device. And yeah, because I got another phone. I got a different phone. Same phone number, same name holding it. You guys are. Yeah. No, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. It's a shame because I've got a lot of contacts and stuff, but you know what? I can make my world a little smaller for a while. Just kind of tighten it up a bit. Everybody tightened up their own shit. Maybe we'd get a little bit better, right? Swab the deck. So I'm still reeling over Wisconsin's inability to understand that medicinal marijuana is totally valuable for people that have mental health disorders, a lot of pain. You know, I've had to explain to them that there's no euphoria while I was experiencing the euphoria, because that's the best way to present it, right? You're going to go in and try and legalize marijuana. You better smoke up before you get in there so they can understand a little better. Hey, this guy's like really peaceful and kind of funny sometimes, right? No threat at all. Yet you guys continue to support that Tavern League, which how many people die from alcohol and how many people suffer and how many families suffer watching their loved ones just die from it. It's really sad. Nicotine, pharmaceuticals, all that stuff, big money-making stuff, that's all legal. Kills more than, nobody dies from using marijuana. It just hasn't happened. So when you have all these physicians coming out, you know, and when I was going through this stuff and they're telling me that, oh yeah, you have this cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, They started out calling it cyclical vomiting syndrome. And I did my studies, like I told you, and over half the people that are afflicted with this cyclical vomiting syndrome don't even use marijuana. But for the ones that do, you're going to send them to treatment centers and put it down in their records and make it hard for them to get their disability? These aren't doctors. These are dictators, man. Can't do anything about it. Can't go back to the 2015 when St. Mary's neglected to inform me that, yeah, there's something on your kidney because the Republicans changed the damn laws. You know, if I'd had a year sooner, I could have gone after him. And I think that there were some attorneys that were, yeah, you know, that's kind of bad. That's kind of bad not telling somebody they have a lesion on an organ that could be removed and then instead, you know. That kind of pisses me off. You know, first I cried. You know, I was devastated. This is awful. And I remember I got all these friends that have been battling disorders and cancer and for decades. It's all about not letting it take over your inside, your heart and soul. You can only do so much physically, right? I mean, if it's going to take you physically, it's going to, but you don't let it take your heart and soul. Don't let anything do that to you. It's such a hard world, man. You can't make it without a heart and soul that are fed every day. That's how you get these clowns calling in or you see them on TV. And how do people believe these plastic individuals they prop up on these stages with these fake faces and this fake laugh and everything else? And then you should see them when they get off the stage. Hey, man, let's go. You know, let's go get a steak and a beer. Go watch a game. They're nothing like what they are on TV, including those that, you know, people cry about on the left, or, you know, all the people on the right crying about Rachel Maddow. Yeah, I don't like her either because she's not progressive enough. You guys think that she's not, what, far enough right? Yeah, you know, middle right is all wrong. All you are wrong. You're going to find out someday. Hopefully, you'll find it within yourselves to get into the real world, participate, instead of just living your selfish lifestyles. Millions and millions of people doing that. That's why nobody talks to me anymore. Because I'll mention it, you know. I don't want to feel like that. Well, I don't want to be like you. Unfeeling. There's nothing worse than humans that have no empathy. And I'm at a loss. Everywhere you go, this human behavior of this aggressive, just me, me, me. I mean, people just practically walking over you. Yeah, I mean, they see you. And you're walking that way, and they're walking that way. And you're like, well, which way does this clown want me to go? But they're just like full steam ahead right at you. Like, you're in my way. Like, I'm going to knock your ass out. You run into me. I don't understand what it is. It's like people look around, and they don't see anything but what's in their little bubble. Driving, walking, talking, doing deliveries. Doing deliveries in this day and age downtown is a freaking nightmare. From the drivers to the pedestrians that are looking at their iPhone, got headsets on, can't walking through red lights. Well, it's no wonder more people don't get hit, but imagine the stress I'm going through. I'm like, it's like playing Frogger, man. Like you got to jump out of the way of everybody that's doing the wrong thing. Nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing it right. I tried calling again I'm going to call the mayor's office too. I'm not done with this dangerous road stuff. Maybe we should start that here in Madison. You know, be the beacon for the rest of the state. I don't care what you whining ass fools think. If your car gets, your plates get a camera taking a picture of you going 20 miles over the speed limit. You don't want to put up cameras, do you? Because you like doing that stuff. Why do people think that it's an option? and get mad at the people that are actually driving right. Hey, you know, my friend CJ, oh, you're driving in the left lane. In town, dude? This isn't a freeway? There's no rules that I have to get out of the way and let some jackass go speeding down a city street? Or, I mean, where people are living. Forget East Washington. Try Milwaukee Street. Try anywhere. Somebody's trying to cross the street in the crosswalk. You're supposed to stop. People get mad if you stop for someone that wants to go through the crosswalk. What? Man, I mean, you better hope nobody does the same thing back to you when your lazy ass starts walking across the street looking at your phone, only caring about you. I don't know what to do about this, but I mean, I'm pressuring people. Yeah, I am gonna call the mayor today, the mayor's office. We'll see if I get a call back on this. I mean, doesn't anybody else feel that stress and that just, man, it makes my tumors stress up. It really does. I feel this right on my right side. And it just, because I'm like, man, what do I have to do to not bother you guys while I'm driving the speed limit? I took that device off my car that Progressive used to jack up my rate because, well, you drive a lot of miles. See, I thought this was about, you know, high-risk driving and stuff. Apparently, driving a lot of miles is high-risk. You may be right because of all the high-risk drivers around me that probably have a really good rate on their insurance. Oh, boy. And this stuff going to Illinois for marijuana? Forget it. I don't like this regulated stuff where they regulate how strong it can be. You don't regulate how strong alcohol can be. You got it in all different like levels, right? Even the beers you guys made me throw up on a while back, years ago when I tried to some of these craft beers. Oh, wow, a boot full of brown beer. Yeah, found out later it was 13% beer. Well, it didn't take me long to get rid of that stuff. And no, I don't drink. I was trying to have some fun, but it's more fun not to drink, people. You should try it sometime. We used to watch my dad, you know, go to my, everybody'd say, well, how can your dad have that much fun? He's not even drinking. My mom and dad dancing up a sweat out there. Everybody else staggering. I gotta stagger out of here. We'll be back in a minute. I believe the rags to riches, your inheritance.